Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Refuah of Dov Zev Ben Chasya. And it should also be the schus of Refuahs Avram Noyach Ben Yehudis, Yosef Azriel Ben Chaim Michal, Menashe Chaim Ben Shulamis Tupacha, and Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Rabbi Moshe ben Reizel, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Brocha, Rabbi Shai ben Leia, Brocha v'atzlacha b'riyos ha'shleima, nechagetu b'shvachem z'uchav z'en avrim elvera. This is based on the Torah of Moiri v'Rabbi, Hagoyin ha'godol ha'mufla v'ha'muflog, Rabbi David Zitzal. Ketuv ba'pasuk, b'perek lamed alef pasuk yud chet, v'yitein el Moshe, כחלותו לדבר איתו בהר סיני, שני לוחות אבנים, שני לוחות העדות, לוחות אבן כתובים באצבע אלוקים. And he gave them to Moshe. He gave Moshe, when he finished speaking to him on Har Sinai, two tablets of the testimony, Shnei Luchos Ha'idus, and these were Luchos Evan, these were stone tablets, Ksuvim Be'etzba Elokim, they were written with the finger of God. That is the Pasuk. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh Kan Makshe Tzarich Ladat למה הפסיק בין זיכרון הנתינה לזיכרון דבר הניתן בהודעת הזמן? שאל אומר ויתן על משה שני לוחות כחלותו, או היה לו להקדים כחלותו קודם זיכרון הנתינה. Why did Hashem insert the words לדבר איתו בהר סיני, כחלותו לדבר איתו בהר סיני, between the announcement that he gave something to Moshe and the announcement of what it was he gave him? Would expect that the Torah should have written, after Hashem finished speaking to Moshe, he gave him the two tablets of testimony, the stone tablets written by the finger of God. That would have been one way. Another way would have been that he gave him two tablets of testimony, stone tablets, written by the finger of God, when he finished speaking with him. No, it says he gave to Moshe, and then it interrupts when he finished speaking to him in Har Sinai. And then it says what he gave to him. Should have said what he gave to him all at once. Why does it interrupt the giving and what he gave, the giving and the description of what he gave, with Kechalosa Ladaber Itoi Behar Sinai? Zo akushya atextualit של בעל האור החיים הקדוש רבי חיים אבן עטר. ועיקר הקושיה היא שהרי הכחלותו היה קודם הוויתן. In other words, really, where does the kalosa belong? Before he gave it to him. In other words, first he finished speaking to him and then he gave it to him. So first say he finished speaking to him and then say what he gave. Say that he gave and what the nature of what he gave was. Now, what it says, Kechaloisoi ish kan Rashi. Rashi omer, devar nifla meod, Kechalato chaser ktiv. Zot omeret, there's no vov. Shenimsera lo Torah b'matana kekala lechatan. The Torah was given to him as a matana, like a kala to a chosn. Shlo haya yechol lelmod kula bizman muat kazeh. He couldn't learn so much Torah, the whole Torah, 40 days. Davar acher, so therefore it was given to him as a gift, like a kala to a chosn. Davar acher, ma kala mitkashetet v'chavdalet kishutin heim ha'amurim b'sefer Yishayahu perek gimel psukim yudchet at chavbet. אף תלמיד חכם צריך להיות בקי בחפדלת ספרים, בחפדלת קישוטין. מחבטל ספרים, סליחה. Just like a kala wears 24 ornaments, 24 pieces of jewelry, which are stated in the verse in Isaiah, chapter 3, verses 18 to 24, so too a Talmud Chacham has to be a bucky, has to be an expert in all 24 Svarim. The Kala has her 24 gems, 24 jewels, 24 pieces of jewelry. So too the Talmud Chacham, kechaloise, like a Kala. You have to have the 24 books of Tanakh on your lips. עכשיו, מכך שהביא רשי את שני עניינים, אז משמע שהם שייכים לפשט, רשי is coming to tell us פשט, as רשי himself is made. So why is this the פשט? You know what the פשט is, Rabbi Yisai? I don't want to be a heretic over here. But the פשט is that God gave him the luchos. That's the פשט in the pasuk. No! No. פשט in the pasuk is that he gave him the Torah like a matana, like a kal is given to a chosin. You can't learn so much Torah in such a short period of time. Or, it's telling us that a Kala wears 24 pieces of jewelry, ornaments. So to a Talmud Chacham has to be a Baki, an expert in the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Rashi mevi shnei inyanim. Ze hapshat. פשט הוא שנתן לו שני הלוחות. And this is דווקא בגמר הדיבור. That's from כחלויסי. חלויסי means he finished speaking to him. What does finished speaking to him mean? That the Torah was given as a gift, or that he have to be a bucky in 24 ספרים like the Kala wears 24 jewels. מה זה? יש פשט בזה? יש איזה הבנה? צריך הבנה, נכון? אנחנו לומדים תורה כדי להבין. ובגוף דברי רשי צריך להבין. מה מוסיף משהו עם מתנה כקלה? What does it help? That she's given over as a matana like a kala, that because of this, he can learn so much in such a short period of time. Why is it hard to learn all of Torah in such a short period of time? Because it's aruki mine aruka mine yam. It's more vast than the sea. See Shmois Rabo here in this pasuk, and in Parsha Mem Aleph and Oisvov, and in the commentary of Rabbi Avram Ibn Ezra here in the pasuk. So how pitom did he get? How suddenly did he get this ability, this capacity to learn the whole Torah? Because she's a matana. So if it's a big matana, somebody gives me a matana for my bar mitzvah. I think my brother got. For his bar mitzvah, I think it was bar mitzvah. He got this dictionary. It's like a 6,000 page dictionary. I'm saying, I just have a big picture of this dictionary in my mind. I don't know if you've ever seen such a thick book in my life. It was given as a gift. So since it was given as a gift, now he can learn so much and he can master this dictionary in 15 minutes. Just because it was given a gift, how does it help you master it? Okay, it was a gift. You didn't have to pay for it. It was a gift. But it still takes a long time to master. Yevshan lelomdo b'zman miyut kazeh, zon el ha-sheila. Does that answer the question? This is a Chachamim writes, lekach masalo kekale, kelomar shi knuya lo. It was given to him like a kala that she is acquired to the husband. Kane'eh. Ha-siftei chamin pireish ha-kavana, ללימוד בלא חזרה, משום הזמן המועט, שאין בו זמן לחזרה, שעל ידי זה ישנה שכחה. שעל זה נאמר שניתנה באופן של קניין ואי שכחה. So the way he's learning Pshat is that he learned, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't chazer, because it wasn't enough time. He just learned it once, and then he made a kinyan on it. There was no forgetting. That's l'chora what the Sifzei Chachamim is learning. But in the Gemara, in the Dorim, and the Lamed Ches, it says, Rabbi Yochanan Tchilei Moshe Lomed Torah Meshakcho, Ashen Lomed Matona, Shemar V'yitein HaMoshe Chaloisel Dabrito, B'Pashtus Mashma. Therefore, it says, V'yitein, its Mashma was B'Matona V'Kinyan. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't forget. Memeila Mizeh, Shema Shekatuv Rashi, כמו שמשהו מפשטות לשונו, אינו על יכולת, היכולת לזכור, אלא היא היכולת ללמוד. זאת אומרת, הספתי חמים learns that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't remember it, and God gave it as a gift that he can remember. It's not Pashto, this Divrei Rashi. It's also against the Gemara. It's not Pshat, he had difficulty remembering. It's Pshat, he couldn't learn it. The Vayitain is that he won't forget it. That's the Gemara Nedorim. Betchila Moshe lo mitor mishakcha, then it was given to him as matana. Vayitain al Moshe chlois lo davarit. So that's the Vayitain, that's the Kenyan, that's that he's not forgetting it. It was given to him as a Kenyan, and now he's not going to forget it. But what Rashi writes is not about his inability to remember, but rather his inability to learn. And what does it help that it's given to him as a matana? I get it, if he learned it. So Hashem said, you know, I'll give you a special gift, and now you're going to be able to remember, be able to hold on to it. Seder. But how do you learn so? The problem is you can't learn so much in such a short period of time. How does it being given as a gift enable him to learn so much in such a short period of time? אנחנו גם צריכים להבין את ההגדרה, כאן, לגבי המתנה שנאמרה כאן. שהיא ככלה שנמסרה במתנה לחתן. She's given over. Pashup Shat and Rashi, Rabbi said, this is not fancy stuff over here. Pashup Shat. A kala is given as a gift to a chasm. A kala is a cost man. It costs you a kala. I'm not talking about all the presents you buy her before and everything that goes around that and the wedding. Being married, it's all expensive. But we're talking about just being kind of the Isha. Begimel drachim. Begimel drachim. Kesef shtar and bia. By Yavam it says, Isha hikmi lo min ha-shamayim. But a kala? A kala is kesef shtar and bia. It's not a matana. It's a kinyan. So why does Rashi say it's a kala is a matana? It's not a gift, it's a kinyan. We also have to understand what Rashi says, kishute kala. Rashi says that the kala, just like the kala has 24 kishutim, so too a Talmud Chacham has to have 24 svarim. Ma ze dimayon? Eze dimayon yesh kan? Ma? Ech ta medame et ha-chof dalet kishutim shel ha-kala le-chof dalet sifrei Tanakh? There's the kala, and then on top of the kala, the 24 ornaments. Gorgeous. But the Talmud Chacham, if he's not a baki in the 24 svarim, he's dishkin Talmud Chacham. He doesn't know Torah Shebechsav, he doesn't know the basis, he doesn't know the foundation of Torah. So you can't compare, it's not the tzushtel. The comparison to the kala is not an accurate comparison. A kala is a kala without the kishutim, and on top of the kala you have the kishutim. But the Talmud Chacham is nishkin Talmud Chacham, he's not a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have a chof dalet svar. That's where it starts. That's where you learn in cheder, you learn in third grade, you learn in chof dalet svar. As Neral Va'er, אומר מורנו ורבינו מאור עינינו לשמור לזכור כאוות כל נפש כך. דהיינו אמנם שהאישה נקנית היא. A woman is nicknames. Like we have this lashon by other kinyanim. אבל אם קניין זה נעשיתי לקלה אצל החתן בחביבות ואהבה מיוחדת. החסן has a special אהבה, a special חביבוס, a special love. For the kala, because she's his kala. Yosis olayich eloi koyich, kimso is choson al kala. God's going to rejoice over you like a choson over his kala. Mivoal, shekala, hi hapisga, shel, mesos visimcha haba mechavivut ve'ava. Kala is the highest level of simcha. We want to compare the simcha God's going to have with the Jewish people. We compare it to the simcha of a chassan and a kala. That's why chassanim, you see bachrim, who aren't married. They get tzibracha in the 24, 25, 26. They haven't found their kala yet. Because that's the siyas simcha. That's what people want. People want that kala. Until they find that kala, they're not settled. That's the derech ha'olam. That's the chavivus. That's the ava a person has for his kala. Shabbos 119a, Rav Yanai would wear his clothing on Erev Shabbos. And he would say, boy kala, Rashi. Shabbos no chavivus. Shabbos is the kala, that's chavivus. Also Rosh Hashanah 26. That they would call the kala ninfi. Yefei noif mesois kol ha'aretz. That kala relates to mesois, the joy of the earth. Wow. The joy of having a kala. Halavai, that the same joy you have for the kala when you marry her is the same joy you have 15 years later. Doesn't always work out that way. But that's the goal. V'tosefet zo, sheyeshno b'chalot shem kala sheba, this tosefes, this addition, that she has a chalot shem kala, zo matana, v'tosefet la'kinyan v'eino b'kinyan atzmo. In other words, there's a kinyan of the etzem ha'isha, and then there's a special chavivus that she's a kala. These are two separate matters. V'klapei zeu she'ne'amar kan, she'nitna matana la'moshe im netinat ha'torah. So it says here that a gift was given to Moshe with the Nesinas HaTorah. To love the Torah like a kala was given to a chasen. That's the gift. The gift is not the etzem Torah. The gift is the chavivus that comes on top of the Torah. It's like the kala. There's a special chavivus for on top of the fact that she's his wife, but she's his kala. Oh, that's the best. Shmois Rabo, here, Parsha Mem Aleph, Oisvov, and Shir Hashirim Rabo, Parsha Dalet, Oischov Beis, Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lokish. Well, it is one of my favorite midrashim. Kol Mishu Moitzi Divrei Toiro, Ve'einon Arevim Al Shoimeen, Kekalo, She Areva Lebailo, Noyach Loi Shaloi Amoron, Lomo, Shebishoa Shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toiro Li Yisrael, Hoisu Chaviva Aleim Kekalo, שהיא חביבה על בן זוגו, מניין שנאמר ויתן על משה כחלו יצרי. כן וכאין זה בתנחום כאן, בסימן תזיין, בדיוק מה שאמרנו. If you bring out Torah, and they're not sweet on those who hear it, like a kala is sweet to her bai, to her husband, to her chosen, better not say it. In other words, we want that the Torah should be as sweet, as joyful, as a kala is to her chosen. Because when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the Jewish people, the Torah was beloved to the Jewish people like a kala who was beloved to her partner, to her spouse, to her husband. If you ever look at a chassan's face at his wedding, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you ever been a chassan, and it's hard to remember. Azeh chavivus hamiyuchedet shel hakala. ומעטה, הרי מבואר היטב, מה דמהני מתן הזו ללימודו של מוישה, גם אם מצד עצמו, לא היה זמן מספיק ללמוד את כולה, שכיוון שנתבאר, שניתן בזה למשה חשק וחביבוס ורוצון ותשוקו לתורת בלי די, הרי ממילא יש על זה את המבואר בחזר, שאהבה מקלקלת את השורה. את מה שאמרו בגמרא בסנהדרין ק"ה, עמוד ב' שאהבה מבטלת שורה של גדולה, דהיינו שמבטלת עם מחיצות והגבלות. אהבה דוחקת את הבשר. כל מיני מושגים בגדלוס אהבה. That even though מצד עצמו משה רבנו couldn't learn all this Torah, but since there was a special chavivus here, like a kala, so Mela Moshe Rabbeinu was able to learn it in such a short period of time. Because of his cheshek, because of his chavivus, because of his ratzon, because of his tshuko. This incredible tshuko, you can learn a lot. Gomim, ish bitui be'evrit, Ligmoa dapim, that you swallow up dapi gemara. Person has such a gevaldik cheshek for learning. And that's what was happening over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah. Like a kala, he had just a tremendous cheshek for the Torah. Like a chasin for a kala. Chasin waits for the kala ever since, particularly he's a teenager, he's 14, he's 15, he's 16. He knows there's a world called Nashim. But he has no shaykhus to that world, just his mother and his sisters. And as he gets older and his body develops and emotionally develops, he's lacking one thing more than anything else, a kala. And he's waiting and waiting, who is that kala going to be? It's hard to choose. There's a lot of potential kalas out there. Finally makes the decision, and he's crazy in love. That's a cheshek, that's a chavivus. And that's the chavivus we're supposed to have for Torah. Ahava mekalkelas es hashuha. And when you have ahava, you just breaks down all barriers. Numerous gemaras to that effect. We have a Bereish Yisra, a Parsha Neosir Aleph. We have Sanhedrin 105b. We have a gemara in Sanhedrin 7a that says that if a spouse doesn't get along, a bed of 60 amos wide isn't big enough for them. And if they do, they can be on the blade of a knife. You'd be so close to each other. If you have chavivus, you don't need so much space. If you don't have chavivus, oy v'avoy. And therefore, he can learn in such a small period, as well as a period of time. We have a shtikl dugma ledovo from what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says in the Ruach Chaim, Perik Vov de Ovois. One of the Kinyanei Torah is Besimche. Why? Because Balaki Aloy made Besimche. Beshachas Yilmud Yosir Harbe Mimashlom Kamishos Be'atzvus. You can learn more in a short period of Simcha than you can in a long time of Atzvus. Moiradik. And in Michtav to his grandson at the end of the book, Chaim Volozhiner writes, Leimanati Lechazik Oiz Chashtum Bezizu Cheshik Godok Mashalom Be'atzvus Kol Ayom Yichol Mo Bezizu Kamishos. What you learn by Atzlus in a few hours, you can learn Bezrizus in a lot less time. Atzlus, it'll take you the whole day, and Bezrizus, you can do it in a few hours. If you have Simche, you have to learn Besimche. And that's why the Kala is Toli B'matana. And that's why he can learn it in such a short period of time. Ubiyur Masha Kotev Rashi. Rashi Mevi Michof Dalet Kishute Kale. And the Talmud Chacham has to have Chof Dalet Sforim. She'alno ma dimayon kan. Talmud Chacham li Chof Dalet Sforim uchala lo Talmud Chacham. Hakala b'li ha-Chof Dalet kishute kala hi nisheret kala. Az nara biuro shekashem shekishute kala ein bem inyan klape ha-kishutim atzman ela ikaram hu she'ayidei ze na'aseit ha-kala atzma yoter na'a. כמו כן הוא בתלמיד חוכם, שלא מספיק בידיעתו את התורה, אלא שצריכים חוף דל את סבורם ליועס קישות לוי, באופן שיפעל קישות זה בוי עצמוי, במה שישנה התורה במהוסוי, והידי זה הרי הוא עצמוי נעשה עודם שאיכות הוא עם התורה. אומר לי, יש בו את החן והיופי שישנו בתורה, שעכשיו נעשתה חלק ממנו. So, Akala, she's a color without the jewelry. But you know what? The jewelry makes her more beautiful. A Talmud Chacham becomes more beautiful when he has the Chof Dalet Tzvar. What does it mean to have a Chof Dalet Tzvar? When does he become more? When do the Chof Dalet Tzvar make him more beautiful? When they become part of him. In other words, the Tzushtel, the comparison is that just like the jewelry makes the Kala more beautiful, so do the Chof Dalet Tzvarim make the Talmud Chacham more beautiful. Because the Torah comes part of his mahus. He becomes part of his essence. He becomes one with the Torah. He has the beauty of Torah on him. Some people, yesh lem panim meirot me'atorah shelem. It's a meridik. Rashi says the Talmud Chacham has to be boki b'chof dal tzvarim. It's not just talking about yidia. Boki means that you have yidia amuka mushreshet. She chelek me'adam. Lashon ha-gemara b'kiddushin muchzikani b'chashta boki b'chadri Torah. Lidrosh b'kav chomer, yi ata yodea? Wait a second. He says, I'm muchzik in you, I know in you that you're a baki in the rooms of Torah, and you don't know how to darshan a kal v'chomer. What are the rooms of Torah? What's chadrei Torah? And not just baki b'Torah. Ela, akavanai, sheyeshnohu b'toch ha-Torah, ki adam nemtza b'toch cheder. Ze lo davar chitzoni. Ela shekol atzmuto yeshna b'cheder ze. U'matzav ze yefshar shelo tuchal adrosh b'kal v'chomer. As we talk about a baki means it's part of you. Ata baki, what do you mean you're baki? Not just a baki. Baki means you know a lot, but you're a baki b'chadrei Torah. You're in the room. It's part of you. You're in the Torah. You're a rein in the Torah. So it's not something external. It's something atzmuti. And it's such a matzah, it can't be that you can't dash in a kal v'chomer. Buchzakani b'chashta baki b'chadrei Torah. Lidrosh b'kal v'chomer, hi ata yodea, lo yachol liot. Gumara b'kidushin b'daf yudam u'bet. Bu'adin kan. Torah is not just something outside of you. It's inside of you. That's the bekiyus. You're a baki b'yudalit tzfarim. You know them, but you know them in a profound way. Today they have learned bekiyus b'iyun. What's bekiyus? Bekiyus is you learn without understanding anything. And what's iyun? Iyun is you're trying to understand. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. To understand bekiyus as well. There are numerous great people. They say there's no bekiyus or b'iyun. I learned to understand. However long it takes me to understand, Whatever I'm learning. I could be learning Biyun Gemara Rashi. I can learn Biyun Gemara Rashi Tosis. I can learn Gemara Biyun Gemara Rashi Tosis Rashi Britva. I can learn Biyun Gemara Rashi Tosis Rambam. But whatever I'm learning, I have to understand. Not understanding is called learning. So he has to be a baki in the Chof Dalet Svarim. It's part of him. And it changes him. It becomes part of his muhus. And since it becomes part of his muhus, his essence, it makes him more beautiful. Just like the kishut, they make the kala more beautiful. And weiter, we see in the Medrash, Mois Rabbe here, Parashim Embei, Zayitzvav, Tanchum Yoshin, Yud Aleph, Makal, etc. After Hamachor, Tzuch Liot Zoriz B'chof Dalet Tzvarim. He has to be a Zoriz, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Reish Lakish says he has to be a Zoriz in the Chof Dalet Tzvarim, like the Kalas Chof Dalet Kishutim. And then weiter, Rav Shimon Lakish says, just like this, the Hamachor has to be Tzanua like the Kalah. He has to be modest like the Kala is modest. And he has to have a lot of good Maisim like the Kala has good Maisim. So which one is it? Is it the Chof Dalet Tzvarim? Or is it the being Tzanua like the Kala and Maisim Tovim like the Kala? It's both Reish Lakish. So which one is it? But it's really one. Shal Yideye Yoto Zariz b'chaf dalet svarim sheperusho lo b'kiyut ba'al mele sheboeret ha-Torah b'kirbo. Torah is burning within him, and Torah is mezaris him lefol al pia, and that's the kishut, that's the ornament, it's beautiful. Torah is part of his mahus. That's why he says you have to be a zariz n'chaf dalet svar. It makes you act. And you have to have all Chelkei Torah, all 24 Sfar. Then you have that beauty. The Havdil of a Kala through a Kishutim. And in order to do that, you need the Torah has to be Chaviv to you. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, First Rish Lakish says over there that the kala has to be chaviva. Amar b'shim ben Lakish, kol mi shemoytzi divrei Torah ve'en amarevi marshanim kakala shiarevi dispashim emalei. Ve'en amarevi shiarevi lebai, ve'en amarevi marshanim kakala shiarevi lebai lenochel shelo amara. It has to be beautiful for you. It has to be pleasing. And then he adds, same Rish Lakish, ma kala zum mekushetis b'chof da'al mi tershit m'kach ta'am chof tzioch lios zoriz b'chof da'al tzvorin. What's pshat? That the tachshitim enhance the beauty of the kala. So too the Torah is then going to enhance the beauty of the Talmud Chacham. He becomes one with the Chavdal Tzvar. And when is he going to become one with them? When there's a chavivus. So Rish Lakish started with a chavivus. And then Rish Lakish goes on. He says, "Ma kala zu kol ayom mishi beveis aviyam etznas atzma vena de makira." So Talmud Chacham also has to be good in his meisim. In other words, just like this kala sanua, she is good meisim, the tachshitim, they enhance her, tachshitim enhance the kala, the meisim enhance the beauty of the kala, so to a Talmud Chacham needs meisim that enhance his beauty. But how are you going to get this? How are you going to get to the fact that the Torah is going to add so much chen to you? The answer is that's the first Reish Lakish. The Torah has to be chaviva. When Torah is chaviva, when Torah is beloved to you, then it enhances the beauty, the chen, the shine of the Talmud Chacham, the light of the Talmud Chacham's face. The Chacham Asadim Toil Ponov. So that Meirai V'Rabbeisai is the beginning, just the beginning of our Mahalach. And we still have a lot more to say, but in the meantime, we've understood the idea of the gift of the Kala. It's the gift, and so too there's going to be a gift that since you have Chavivas, you can learn so much Torah so fast. Now the Chof Dalet Svarim add, if you make it part of you, then it changes your Mahus. So Mirtz Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu was kind to us, we will see the Hemshech of this Inyan Nifla B'Yoysir in a coming Shir. Please stay tuned. This is so awesome. It's simply not even shaykh. Okay, so I thank you so much for listening. And it's beautiful how we were able to chain together, to link together all the Reish Lakishes. But Torah, Reish Lakish is about tshuva. He appreciated Torah. It wasn't brought up in such a shtib, you know, in Borough Park like that with all of the... everything that goes with it. So Reish Lakish tells us you have to have chavivus. Torah has to be chaviva to you. You have to love it like a kala, like a chassan loves a kala. And you also have to be a zoriz b'chof da'alat tzvarim. Torah is going to be chaviv. The chof da'alat tzvarim, when you have the chavivus, then the chof da'alat tzvarim are going to be mashpi on you. They're going to become part of you. That's going to beautify and enhance your beauty just like the tachshitim enhance the beauty of the kala. And you're going to have maisim tovim. Kala has maisim tovim. She's sinur, she's maisim tovim. So to the person learning Torah. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next segment, we will continue this mahalach. There's a lot more to say, Rabbi Say. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.